I don't think Kanye gave a fuck about that verse.
You might be right.
Okay. Like what?
Freestyle though, right?
No, no, that's how he comes in.
You just wasted a fucking.
It's y'all fault. I told y'all
when 808's and heartbreak. Let this nigga do that shit. And now this is what y'all got.
Welcome to another Dead End Hip Hop album review, Schoolboy Q, Blank Face LP. But before we get into the review, make sure you go and check out our Patreon page. Y'all be always tripping about me going on and on. Just go Patreon.com/DeadEndHipHop. Link will be in the description below. Also, make sure you go check out DeadEndHipHop.com and also our t-shirt shop. See this t-shirt right here? The 5-year unfinished business exclusive joints. Modest say he gonna take them down. Hey, look, I would keep them up, but Modest, he run the shit, so he ain't gonna take them down. So limited time, make sure you go over there and go get them. Make sure you go check out Mike C Town's t-shirt shop as well. Also go check out the Mike C Town channel. Go check out the BZ430 channel. He got something special over there popping and cooking. And last but not least, make sure you check out the Old Man channel.
Hey, look,
can't gonna have all of the tips and tricks for all of you old ass motherfuckers. Nah, but for, you know, he got a channel about it, so go make sure you go check it out. So back to the album review, Schoolboy Q, Blank Face LP. So when this shit came out, people just started hitting me up. You gonna review that blank face? You gonna review that blank face? I'm like, what the fuck is a blank face, nigga? So I went straight to Apple Music. I said, oh, Schoolboy Q. I didn't know the name. I knew that all TDE people was gonna drop something this year, but I didn't know the name of this. So I saw Schoolboy. I said, okay, let me just listen to this shit. I'm not even gonna look at the damn track list. I'ma just enjoy the experience because I know this is gonna be dope. And god damn it, this shit is dope.
I don't care what nobody saying this review, I swear I don't. Nah, this motherfucker.
I know.
I don't care what y'all say, bro. I swear, man, this shit go hard, man.
Man,
this shit go hard,
yo,
man.
Yo, this shit from the first second I put this shit on, this shit was the hardest shit I heard this year. For me. This was the best shit I heard in 2016 so far as a full-length project, man. This nigga, Schoolboy, man, he brought me back. Because remember, the last album, I Ain't Love Like That. I liked it.
I think
Ken loved it. Because Ken put it like in his top three.
That oxymoron still go hard, though.
And I remember, it's not that it was whack. It was just for me coming off of Habit Contradictions and me and Rod, like, we vibe on that album. All of us loved it, but we didn't. I don't think you loved No Oxymoron like that. Yeah. You didn't love it like that. Yeah. Mike didn't love it like that. I didn't love it like that. Yeah, that motherfucker was the only one that loved it.
Hell yeah. Still do.
This shit here, though, this is his best shit so far to me, man. Like, the production. Let me start there. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, I know I said it in the last one when we did a YG, that, you know, I understand, I know the West Coast sound, because obviously it's distinctive, but I don't know, like, all of the different subgenres and all of this, and that's old school. No, I just know West Coast. The crazy shit about this shit, it is so motherfucking different, but it's so rooted in West Coast shit, that it's just like, how the fuck did you pull that off?
Yeah, man,
I don't know how he pulled this shit off, but this shit is fucking amazing. So when I first started listening to this shit, I don't listen to the radio like that. So I know that that part is out there because my chick was telling me, oh yeah, I heard that, you know, it's out there. I didn't know. So when that shit came out, and then I heard Kanye on this shit, I'm like, my nigga.
Killed that shit.
Kanye added to it in my estimation. Okay. And then y'all already know who the fuck I'm a big fan of.
Jadakiss?
Yes. So then when I hear this next beat, and I'm like, shit, greater than a motherfucker. And Schoolboy doing this thing, and then I hear the motherfucker raspy one come on this shit. I said, oh man, this shit is crazy. And then how it fucking switches to the other track.
That transition.
Eddie Kane. Yeah. Nigga. Ugh. Nigga.
Nice like this side.
I was like, oh no, he did not just do that shit.
Dude.
Like,
go ahead. No, and then.
Three man weed with the Lord and the devil.
Yeah,
I was like, when he came in, he was like, yeah, when the cops roll up, I got the blank face. Yeah. And the blank face wasn't even the name of the fucking song. And they, man.
it was already in the hook.
I know, you think they did it afterwards?
Right, but the title is Groovy Tony Eddie Kane. Yeah. And they wove in blank this whole, the title of the album.
You think they did it after Jadakiss's verse?
I don't know.
It's possible. Some rappers are like,
I don't know, but the way they did it made you think the name, the song was titled Blank Face, like it was the album cut.
Because the sample, and then you hear the sample.
Blank Face.
Yeah. Mm.
And then.
Think about that. Yeah, that is dope.
Yo, Ride Out with Vince Staples. Mm. Goddamn, another West Coast young motherfucker.
Need a sis four, right?
Sis four,
don't you?
Yo. Yo. Yeah. Ooh. What the fuck? So that shit had me gone. And then, I always have to preface this motherfucker right here by saying, I respect what he do, but I'm not a fan.
Don't do it.
But God damn it, E-40 brought this shit. Yo, look, here's the thing with E-40 that I've realized.
E-40 alone.
Hey, look, I'm not.
Right, go ahead.
I like what he added to it. It's not like, oh my God, he blew me away. Mm-hmm. But you don't always have to be the most lyrical motherfucker for me to enjoy what you may bring to a track. Sure. And then the fact that Metro Boomin did that shit.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That beat, though.
Yo! That's one of the best beats on this motherfucker. So Dope Dealer is dope. Shout out to Metro Boomin. Shout out to the OG E-40. That's one of my favorite tracks on this motherfucker. And then it goes to, I don't know how to say the last name, John Muir. That's how you say it? Muir?
Yeah, I don't know. It don't matter.
I assume Muir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Another motherfucking goddamn dope ass track. What the yo, this nigga Schoolboy, it was like track after fucking track after track that this shit was just dope. Big Body was cool. I didn't love it. It was cool. I roll with it. So, moving forward, Never Change with SZA. Oh my God, another fucking dope ass track. Goddamn straight balling dope. Mm. Black Thoughts dope. Blank Face with Anderson .Paak fucking dope. And then, to end it with Tukey Knows, cause I'm gonna go to BB. Oh, look man, B don't put me onto some shit, man. I like fucking short fucking projects now because of B. Mm. I always be listening to the last fucking track to see how a motherfucker ended shit because of this motherfucker right here. Mm. This project cannot have been ended any better than fucking Tukey Knows Part 2, man.
So I'm gonna stop you right there. I think after Blank Face, he could have left those last two shits off.
He could have.
Overtime and Tukey, I didn't really need Tukey Knows.
I ain't saying nothing about Overtime.
But I know Tukey, you skipped over Overtime. I know you skipped over Overtime.
But Tukey Knows, bro, that shit hard as hell, man. That shit is a hard ass track, bro. And to end your shit like that, like to me, the reason why I like it so much, and I agree with you, he could have ended after Blake.
Yeah, he could have.
He could have. But Tukey is a good.
Yes.
Tukey is a good.
You know why? But why you don't like it? Same reason why I told him he ain't no blood. He ain't no Crip, cuz. Look, I fuck with this album, man. I love it a lot, man. I think from the beginning when it came off with Torch. Grandma sweeping shells out the driveway. What he say is homies, my homies got murked, and then we gang bang on Martin Luther King Day or something like that. Like I'm like, okay, yeah, this is about to be a really dark, gritty West Coast Schoolboy Q that we're getting ready to experience throughout this album. And my favorite track still to this day on this album is Groovy Tony Eddie Kane. That is clearly, and I think that was the lead single on this album, but that when I heard it just in the act, because I don't think when I heard the single, I didn't hear JD. I don't think JD.
So when I
heard it on the album, I was like, oh my God. Like the beat switch up, JD, because his energy he brought to it. No, you're wrong. I think that was Alchemist with the crazy piano sample. I think that was interesting how he kind of talked about, you know, people leashing off his success in the rap game and everything. And
that beat was so dope, too. That beat was so dope.
Yeah, and then the change up when Lance Skywalker came through on that change up on the beat by J Pounds, that was dope. Ride Out was another one. I was just like, even though I think I was the only one that wasn't like really big on the Vince Staples Summertime album, but this Vince right here, I was like, damn, like, where was that for the majority of the Summertime album?
Oh, you tripping me.
Yeah.
You tripping me.
That's how I felt. So, Dope Dealer was good. I think the only tracks I didn't really care for that much was Whatever You Want, Overtime, and that was it. Yeah, Overtime and Whatever You Want. So I think those are like his commercial joints, but everything else, yeah. Bailing Through the Motherfucker, John Mayer joint, thought that was good. I thought By Any Means was interesting about how he kind of talked about like use the Malcolm X quote, how you, any means, whether you dope dealing, you're pimping, doing it, you know, just it's that West Coast vibe that you still get without that classic West Coast sound that we're
it's kind of nuanced.
Yeah. So I think that was really interesting the way he pulled that out. Overall, man, yeah, Black Thoughts. I thought Never Changing Black Thought was definitely a good change up of subject matter and content throughout this album, because now you're talking about issues that's pretty much still relevant today. And I think he said he wrote one of those songs like a couple years ago, and it's still like relevant today. I think it was Black Thought.
This shit right here, though.
This shit right here, nigga.
This shit right here, though.
It's like Q, we continue to hear him grow as an artist, and that's amazing. And this time, I think just the idea that he had with the music and the choices he made in picking the beats and the way he approached the songs were incredible. Like, the first six tracks from this project were just straight fire. Like, my energy was so fucking high. I was so fucking amped listening to this shit. I even did, y'all
Snapchat.
Follow me on Snapchat. I did a live listen on Snapchat, 10-second.
Somebody mentioned me this nigga.
Eddie motherfucking Kane. That transition on that motherfucker was fucking crazy. Like, every time I hear it, man, like the way that it just moves you to do something. It's fucking insane. And it's just like it's like he came with the sequencing on here was crazy. Like, he came with hit after hit after hit. And that was something he said, I think it was on Lord Have Mercy, where he was like, something about doing real nigga shit, but real nigga shit never paid the bills or something like that. Yeah. I was like, oh, talking that shit. That's it. And then of course that part, which was the first one, I was like, yo, I like fuck with that. And we already what more can we say? Tony, man. It hit a bump. It's like supposed to be bump when it hit to Whatever You Want. Because I was like, okay, what the fuck is this shit? But the more I played it, the more I kind of understood it because that momentum is so high. Mm-hmm. Like, you needed a break. You needed a break from all of that. And you know what? It kind of, the more you hear, I'm like, all right, you know what? This is not that bad. It's not my favorite.
Yeah.
Because everything else is so much powerful.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, it sequenced well because it's not like he threw in, like, had Whatever You Want, and then what's that one?
It wasn't like throwaway track.
You know what I'm saying?
And sometimes a lot of artists bunch them up. Like, they'll give you a whole bunch of fire, then they'll fucking slow it all the way up with like three or four tracks. It's like, what the hell?
Yep.
He didn't do that. He just sprinkled them.
Yeah, and then he came with By Any Means, of course. And then I think what's interesting after that track is he kind of, like, he didn't jump right back in it. He kind of slowly built the momentum back up a little bit, By Any Means, which was dark and slow and all of that. But then, of course, Dope Dilla, we already talked about that shit. And that shit just on its own, man, was just insane, man. That fucking, oh my God, that beat. Oh my, I just, anyway. And then it jumped from that to John Moore. And the fucking, like, the hook. First of all, that, I don't even know what that sound was. In that verse, I don't know what the fuck that shit was, but when it came, it was so disjointed. You're like, whoa, what the fuck is that? You're like, ooh, what the fuck is that? And then that motherfucking hook came in with the motherfuckers damn harmonized. And I felt like throwing my phone. I was like, oh my God, this motherfucking Q is on some motherfucking shit. Like, the way he wrote, I'm still going back to, like, how the fuck, like, what the fuck are you thinking when you're putting this shit together?
I was thinking that
song.
Yeah, when it made me think about it. Like, yeah, how the fuck? It really made me respect, like, the artistry of writing. You know what I mean?
And whenever you watch Schoolboy in an interview or whatever, he's so unassuming.
Yeah.
It's like, how did you come out with this?
Because he knows he's dope.
Because I've always looked at Schoolboy and said, that motherfucker has something in him.
But look, it's like he said, he looks so unassuming. He looked like he's just like,
he had,
but aren't those always the, I promise you I did. Remember, it's always those unassuming people that fuck you up. You know that.
Yeah, y'all know that.
In school,
it was
always those unassuming, quiet motherfuckers that get picked on every couple of times and they fuck you up. That's what Schoolboy just did.
Yeah.
He sat back and was quiet for a minute. He let Kendrick do all this shit.
Right.
And he's always been sitting back being like, Kendrick, playing around. Yeah. And he finally came back and was like, all right, see, I told y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah. So real quick, I want to talk about Big Body. Because Big Body, when I heard Big Body, I wanted my expectations of what I wanted isn't what I got.
Yeah.
And that let me down initially. But, because I love the Dog Pound. But yo, B, like, this shit is so motherfucking damn West Coast. Like, I don't know how you not fucking with this shit. How you not fucking with this big body, son?
I just love it like the rest of them.
Did you fuck with the dog?
Dog pound's Crips too, right? They Crips too, right?
How did you not fuck with this shit?
He got Crips on this man. Yeah, this sounds like classic dog pound.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I don't understand why y'all ain't fucking with that.
Right. You can put this shit on the fucking dog.
I mean, I get why.
Classic dog pound?
Yeah.
This sounds like I don't get the what would you do dog pound, like that type of crap. Well, doing it.
I get when I heard I didn't look at the track.
Right.
When it got to that song, I was like, whoa, they got dog pound.
Yep.
I didn't look at the track. Even from the instrumental. This was a dog pound song with Schoolboy Q.
Tyler did that track.
I didn't know that either.
Tyler the Creator. Wait, Tyler the Creator did that?
Tyler the Creator produced that track. There's so much, man. I know we've been going. Mike, I mean, you said that you saw this.
I didn't see this shit.
I mean, y'all know
I always like Schoolboy's been always like one of my favorite in the camp, and I still didn't see this.
I don't know what y'all are bugging, because ever since Habits and Contradictions, which I now love. I don't even remember the review. I don't remember.
Yeah, that was my favorite one too.
Yeah. That was my favorite until this. Yeah. So Oxymoron, I was just like, it's not a bad project, but it's just. I didn't think that's what Schoolboy's potential was. If y'all didn't see that, you sleeping on your boy, had a good snooze.
Wake up, come on, man.
When I put this shit on, I was like, this is what Schoolboy's been holding in him for the longest time, and he finally did it. Like, I'm just so happy. Like, after that YG album, I'm just so happy for California, man. Like, people, they're really putting California back on the map with classic California rap. And you know, the first thing I thought of was our conversation we had when we were talking about that YG album, where you were just like, West Coast all sounds the same. And I remember we were talking, I was like, man, there's so many different sounds in West Coast, none of them sound the same, but you can always tell it's West Coast. It's like, this is a perfect example. Yeah. Like, this, with YGs, they don't sound anything alike, but you know it's still so West Coast. This album is dark, it's gritty, it's catchy, and the funny thing about it is, even though all the production is really dope, none of the beats are loud and obnoxious or anything. You know what I mean? So it's like you're forced to pay more attention to Schoolboy. And I think what he does with his rap patterns, with his cadence, with his flow on this album,
he's so comfortable on a track.
You can't pick up how he's rhyming. That's the thing. Like, when you put that first track on, I couldn't, at least I'm not a rapper.
Yeah, you don't know what to expect. Like, you know how some rappers, you know the pattern. You can pick up on the pattern.
You know the line that's about to come.
You never can guess how he's gonna rap on this.
Biden Means was a prime example of that. Yeah. I'm like, how is he killing this? Like, and his beat is so smooth, but his rap is so different. Like,
the thing that's really interesting about this album is it's not a cohesive project,
right?
But that's the beauty of it, because it's like Schoolboy's not a cohesive rapper,
right?
So when you look at these tracks, even though I think there's not a song here that I didn't like, but when you get to Whatever You Want, Overtime. Of course, I didn't mind Overtime, it wasn't great, but I didn't mind it. But see, that's what I'm saying is, like, when you listen to Schoolboy, he's so bipolar of a rapper that it feels like you can't expect what song is gonna be next. You can't expect what line's gonna be next. So it's almost like any song he throws in there, it just fit, because that's what a rapper he is. So when I got to Know You're Wrong, I didn't like that song at first. I was just like, and when it got to Whatever You Want, I was just like, oh man, I don't really like that song either. But it was like the second listen, I was like, no, I'm wrong. Those songs are fucking great. That whole run, Tony, through Ride Out, it's my favorite point of the whole album, because those three songs are just so incredible. But what's just so dope about this album is how he's able to make such experimental and creative hip hop. That part, when I first heard that song, that's another one I didn't really care for at first. And it was because of Kanye. I didn't care for his verse. I'm still not stoked on his verse. It's okay. But I was just like, it's not that great. But when you go back and listen to it and you start realizing the type of album this is, that song just fits. Every song here just fits. But yeah, Groovy Tony, Eddie Kane is easily my favorite song on here. Because it's just so dark and it's so gritty. And him and Jadakiss just work beautifully together. My second favorite song was Ride Out, of course, with Vince Staples. That song was just amazing. And Vince definitely spit. I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't
know. You might give Vince another shot, man. Like, maybe you just weren't in the mood for him at the time you listened. Have you listened to it since we reviewed it?
And so I
give it another shot, man. You might like it.
Yeah, so I have a Dead in Hip Hop confession because I did that. I went back and listened to it.
It's dope, man. So much time on six.
Okay, this might be a lot better.
Yeah, man. That's good. The other interesting thing about Schoolboy is he's not one of those dudes that's just spitting like these crazy Royce the 5'9 over your fucking head bars. But what he says, it's just so straight to the point and just so perfectly delivered. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew from Torch that this was gonna be dope. Cause the beat was weird as fuck. Mm-hmm. And the way he was rhyming, I was just like, I can't pick up what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And it was like he's almost like he's talking.
Talking, yes.
He's just talking. And then he said that shit about they got the runny nose in summertime, we don't trust niggas in winter clothes. And it's like, that's such a basic line. But the way he said it makes it so dope. It's like, God. Damn! And it was like the whole run of this album. This album was beautiful, man. It was fucking beautiful hip hop. And I'm so happy because I knew he had this in him.
Schoolboy.
Okay.
All the TDE. All y'all niggas watching. Dope ass motherfucking project. Like Mike said, this is definitely something that I wanted with an oxymoron. Wasn't a bad project. But this shit right here, nigga. This shit right here. Nigga, wait, hold on. God damn it. Unlock, motherfucker. Wait, let me get to
the. Unlock, motherfucker. He talking.
This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. That shit right there, nigga. Hey. The best shit I done heard so far in 2016 in hip hop, beginning to end. Dope fucking project, man. I don't know how you top this. I say that about all of your cohorts and counterparts over there at the TDE camp. I don't know. I don't know. I this shit is dope as fuck, bro. This shit is dope as fuck. I'm gonna be fucking listening to this shit for the rest of the year, probably going into 2017 and expecting something dope again. I don't know how you gonna do it, bro, but this shit is dope, my nigga. This shit is dope.
Somebody said this earlier, but I do think that this is your best project to date. And I still love Oxymoron, and I think with each album that you put out, you've gotten better and better and better and better. And I think you're setting the bar like extremely high for yourself, including not only in addition to everybody else in your camp. And the thing that when it comes to Schoolboy Q is I've always liked Schoolboy Q, but I haven't always loved Schoolboy Q to this point where I'm like, what is this dude gonna put out next? What is he gonna say on a verse? Now I'm really, really interested in what you're gonna do simply off just witnessing the growth. And this is what we say. When we say that you can grow as an artist, this is what we're talking about. You don't have to stay in the same lane. You can try different things. You can experiment with different things. Sometimes it may work, sometimes it don't. But if it's in you, like Mike said, it's in you. And it's going to manifest itself in the music. Schoolboy, man, just keep doing what you're doing, man. Like, I love that dark, grimy, I'm gonna tell it like it fucking is shit, because we need that. We need that in your face type of rap.
Yeah, Snoop ain't the only rich crip. Dang, I was like, yeah, man, straight balling was my shit. I mean, yeah, this album was good, man. This was definitely, yeah, Schoolboy delivered on this album and he delivered it well.
It's interesting that Kendrick has this, like, the world's kind of fucked up, but there can be a positive ending to it all. Mm-hmm. Schoolboy just has that, the world is fucked up, it is what it is, period.
Yes.
And I think that those two dynamics are just, it's really interesting to me. And I feel like it's also interesting that you have these two guys, they're both from the West Coast, they're both playing with experimentation within West Coast hip hop, but they're on completely different spectrum. His verse is just so, like, he just says the coolest
shit. Like, I believe you, dog.
Yes,
I believe you.
When you say cracking the piggy bank, robbing your kids too, devil in all blue, my heart's an igloo, I believe that. Because I see you, like, you're always talking about he's so low key. Yeah. He's a killer. Like, I feel like deep down, like, yeah.
I don't fuck with Schoolboy.
No!